welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. So thankful that you've chosen to join us once again. Today we're talking about confession as it relates to friendship as a part of this You and Me series. And in the devotional content, which as always you can find on the LifePoint Ohio app, we're given Proverbs 13:20, which says, "Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm." And so here in this verse, it's directly talking about, hey, who are you surrounding yourself with? Are the people you're surrounding yourself with wise? If they are, you will become really what you surround yourself with. There's an old saying that says, hey, show me the five people that are closest to you and you'll really be seeing yourself. Something like that. I probably butchered that phrase, but you get the idea. And typically, again, we think of this as, let me think about those who are around me. Are they foolish or are they wise? Well, today in the devotional content, it takes a little bit of a different look at that and asks, hey, when others look at their friend groups, and maybe I'm a part of that friend group, am I a foolish friend or am I a wise friend? Am I a friend that points my friend to Jesus, or am I a friend that points my friend to the world, to endless entertainment? What kind of a friend am I? This past Sunday, as we looked at the relational dynamic between Jonathan and David, one of the things that I ended up really talking about, I thought it was so almost weird in 1 Samuel 18, where David is talking to Saul and the conversation ends. And then immediately it says Jonathan's soul was knit to David. And to me, that struck me as like, well, does he even know David? You know, how would he go about making this commitment to David as a friend? And then he sort of lays down his royal garb to David to say, hey, I know that you're the next king, not me. Jonathan would have been the next in line to the throne. And he really submits that to David. And my sort of question brain, my three-year-old brain, which is always asking why, was just asking, well, why would you do that? And I started digging into that, and I looked at 1 Samuel chapter 14, which details some incredible faith from Jonathan. The story goes, Jonathan said to the young man who carried his armor, this is verse 6 of 1 Samuel 14, "Come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for nothing can hinder the Lord from saving by many or by few." And his armor bearer said to him, "Do all that is in your heart. Do as you wish. Behold, I am with you, heart and soul." Then Jonathan said, "Behold, we will cross over to the men and we will show ourselves to them. If they say to us, 'Wait until we come to you,' then we will stand in our place and we will not go up to them. But if they say, 'Come up to us,' then we will go up, for the Lord has given them into our hand, and this shall be a sign to us." And so that section of verses really, I think, gave me an answer to why it is that Jonathan has such this devotion and this commitment to David. What he sees in David as David walks up to Goliath and is like, look, no one's going to say that about God's people and about that God and get away with it. David takes on Goliath one-on-one, and Jonathan, I think, sees in David a similar heart to him to say, God is going to get the victory, God is going to win, and it is therefore then God who's at the center of this friendship, and it's all about God's glory. And Jonathan's saying, hey, whatever I have to do for the glory of God to be revealed, and it's going to be revealed through David, I'm going to do that thing. Now, how does that then relate to confession? Well, I think we need to ask ourselves, are we at times the foolish friend who shifts the attention away from the relationship our friend has with the Lord and toward lesser things? Now, what I'm not saying here is that you can never talk about anything other than God. I'm not saying you can't go golfing. I'm not saying you can't have, do whatever it is you like to do with your friends. You can't go, hang out and watch a football game or, go shopping together, whatever it is that you do with friends, whatever it is people do with friendships. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, what is the overall sort of binding factor of our friendships? Is it just fun and frivolous activity? Or is it depth and meaning and ultimately the glory of God? And so what I want to do today is maybe let's not assume we're always the wise friend, but maybe let's ask the question, have I been a foolish friend? And let's bring that confession to the Lord to say, Father, forgive me for my foolishness. Would you give me a right heart and a right understanding of what friendship should really be, focused ultimately on you? And would you guide me by your word to help me understand and see that? Because, you know, maybe I just can't see it on my own. I need your strength to do that. And so I do want to take time to confess today. And I do want to say I'm so grateful that you've chosen to join us on the Drivecast today and each and every day. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. So I'm going to lead us in prayer, lead us into some confession, and then I want to give you some time to pray and to reflect and confess as well. So Father, we do confess to you times that we've been foolish, where all we've really cared about is entertainment or maybe what our friends can do for us. Lord, we confess that to you, and we ask that you would give us a heart really focused on you, a heart that says, God, we want your will. We want your glory. And would you use our friendships to bring that to bear? Would you reveal your glory in our friendships? And so work in us a right heart on how to do that. Give us the right balance between being able to have fun, but also really being able to dig into the deeper things, to be able to encourage others toward you, like Jonathan did for David. Lord, we need you to do that. We trust you to do that. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.